In Washington, D.C., Congress is considering a range of options for health care reform. This afternoon in Tampa, members of MoveOn.org lobbied both Florida senators to support a strong public option. But they were outnumbered by people opposing a public health care option.
Save America! Stop government-run health care!
Outside of the federal courthouse in downtown Tampa, the location of Democratic U.S. Senator Bill Nelson's regional office, more than 20 people opposing a public health care option held signs as traffic passed along Florida Avenue. Pam Hill from Brandon held a sign saying, "Stop socialized medicine." She worked at a grocery store but is retired and has private health insurance because of contracts negotiated by her labor union, UFCW.
If this health care goes through, chronically ill people will have ration care, and most of them won't get care at all. People haven't read the bill, so they don't understand this. And I want to keep my friends and family. I want to be able to choose my own doctor. I don't want to have to go before a government committee to find out what doctor I can go to when.
I'm on Medicare.
Outside the federal courthouse, three people supporting a public option debated with those who were opposed. Stephen Brown from Tampa is a graduate assistant at USF. Brown criticized the group protesting against a public option for suggesting that under a public option, the government will force people to go to a certain doctor, limiting choice of health care providers.
Yeah, that's pretty much what the private insurance companies do. In fact, the government should have the resources to be able to not force you to do that. The government is going to be by far the most far-reaching organization, more far-reaching than any HMO or health insurance company. So they should actually be able to essentially put every doctor in the nation in their network.
On Thursday afternoon, citizens supporting and opposing a public health care option met with staff at the Tampa Regional Office of Republican Senator Mel Martinez as well. Karen Ritchie from Tampa supports a public health care option.
A single-payer option would be most ideal, but I don't believe that's on the table. And our best bet is a strong public option. However, that is being picked at, and I'm just worried that we'll end up with a watered-down version, and it won't really solve the real issue.
Janine Ortiz from Tampa had surgery at the Veterans Administration and opposes a public health care option.
I'm retired military, and if everybody had the socialized medicine that I have, and I earned what I have, it wasn't given to me, that, you know, they wouldn't want it either, because there is rationing. There is, you know, I'm fortunate for what I have, and because I have health problems, I can't go anywhere else and get it.
St. Petersburg restaurant owner Emmanuel Roux supports a public option. He used to live in France, where he says the national health care was less expensive, better, and more convenient than in the United States.
You know, you don't feel like you're in a health care factory. You have, so there is a much greater simplicity and access to doctors in France. And I believe that in England, certainly in Switzerland, where I studied, was the same thing. So the availability of healthcare and the quality, I think, is really important.
Karen Reese is a chiropractor from St. Petersburg. She advocates for a single-payer national healthcare program that would provide complete medical care for everyone, regardless of their ability to pay. But since many Democrats and Republicans in Congress have taken single-payer off the table, Dr. Reese says a strong public health care option is needed.
I think that that's actually a really viable answer. I think the main reason is because now we put competition back into it. It also gives people, again, and the option is a great term for that. The main thing is that the criteria has to be very plausible. It allows for fair market, as long as there really is fair market.
Neither senator was available for an interview. In a written statement, Senator Bill Nelson's office said he supports a plan that involves federally chartered co-ops that would be a nonprofit substitute for insurance. Senator Martinez's office did not respond by airtime. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.